This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To wish you a happy St. Patty's Day, wearing the green, all that corny stuff. If your name's O'Leary, you're on the top of the list for a reservation at whatever your favorite restaurant is. Other than that, if your name is Levine, you're out today, and O'Leary, you're in today. If you're Donald Trump, you're in, and if you're Fox News and want to debate, you're out. That seems to be a good place for us to start on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Kara Schillen. Go through in depth the top stories of the day, what you may need to know, a comment or two or three or four, what's your opinion on some of these stories, facebook.com/goodday, Twitter at good day. Here's what we are focused on right now with regard to the debate. Donald Trump says we've had enough, no more for me, thanks but no thanks, I'll not come to the debate. Here he is calling into a radio. He called into Fox and Friends. That's right.
Well, I was very surprised when I heard that Fox called for a debate. Nobody told me about it, and I won't be there. No.
Okay. So you will not be going to the debate on.
No, I'm making a very major speech in front of a very important group of people.
More important than you, it would appear. So what do you think of that? Here's Gabriel Sherman from New York Magazine, focused on the Donald and the canceling of the debate. What kind of message is that? Because he said, I'm not coming. Then Kasich said, he's not coming. And then there's only three involved now. What are you going to do, have Cruz and the loser talk to himself?
It's a demonstration of his power. You know, his entire candidacy has been built on thumbing his, you know, sticking his thumb at the Republican establishment. And Fox News very much is the media arm of the Republican establishment. And Donald Trump has demonstrated that he's played by his own rules, and he's not going to cow to the Republicans in Washington or the Fox News executives in New York City.
Wow, that's pretty that's bold, dramatic, but it's true. Fox is the Republican establishment, and they're not in charge, and neither is the Republican establishment in charge. And so now, but still, they're trying behind the scenes to do something to keep Donald Trump from getting the nomination. It's pretty obvious what's going on. Here is Sherman, Gabriel Sherman again, saying without Trump, Kasich did the right thing by...
Without Donald Trump on the stage, the debate is going to be, would likely be a ratings loser. And so all of the headlines at the debate, after the debate, would be about the low viewership and how small the audience was. And that does not reflect badly on the two candidates on the stage. Basically, what it says is that they can't turn viewers out to watch the debate. So really, I think he cut his losses. And it appears like he decided he doesn't want to be part of a sinking ship.
All right. So, and the Fox thing is really, when you get down to it, a sinking ship. Without when there has been, I mean, any kind of coverage at all for Donald Trump, and they win, and so does everybody else. It's really an amazing phenomenon, actually. So speaking of Fox, here is the arrogant Charles Krauthammer suggesting another possible reason that Kasich decided to pull out.
The thing I don't understand here is Kasich. You know, in about 10 of the debates, he thinks that he's being ignored, not getting enough time, whining about it again and again, he and Carson. And then here he's being offered 2 hours without the interruptions of Trump. Just him and Cruz, he could present his case, and he turns it down. I don't know what game he's playing. I think it might actually help the Stop Trump people that he stays in, because he can take away some delegates in the Northeast. But nonetheless, I have to think in the back of his mind, he's got, even though he denied it, I think he's got the idea of being a number two in a Trump ticket. And that may be what he wants. It would serve Trump well.
Yep. For once, I agree with Krauthammer. I've thought this along. I've said this any number of times. that I think that Kasich is number two to Trump's number one. And that way, Trump and Kasich are able to avoid, because if Kasich's involved and it's known beforehand he's involved, then the Republican establishment is less likely to screw around. And so, and there'll be a deal. Plus, Kasich is really much better politically analyzing things. He could be a very active, very prominent, a very important vice president, because Trump is going to need somebody who knows how to work the system, and Kasich knows how to work the system. What say you on that? Here, let's see. Finally, we have the voice of a Salt Lake City reporter named Vlad Egan says the debate was important to Utah, which would have been the night before their voters go to the polls.
The debates had brought Fox News record-breaking ratings, and the Utah Republican Party reports that more than 50,000 people have requested tickets. Trump saying repeatedly over the past few days that he's had enough with debates, saying, quote, how many times can you be asked the same question by the same people, and said this morning simply that nobody told him about the Utah debate. Of course, many Utahns disappointed with the news. The debate would have come at an important time here the night before Utah's moved up voting with the presidential preference poll happening on caucus night.
All right, so you can kiss all that goodbye, all that action goodbye. What say you, what think you about this? It seems to me that there's a great connection. I was watching last night on the O'Reilly Factor with the Trump there, them talking back and forth. They seem to have a really good, close relationship. What do you think? Do you think it's a normal relationship? Do you think that they're buddies behind the scenes? What do you think about Trump and O'Reilly? It would make sense if they were actually buddies behind the scene. When you get right down to it, brass tacks and all. 13 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program.
Growth can be an intimidating six-letter word, especially when the guys upstairs want 7% of it. That's why you need one eight-letter word, G-R-A-I-N-G-E-R, Granger. The G is for growth. From industry specialists to over a million products across almost every category, Granger has the resources to help us grow. Now, can you guess what my favorite four-letter word is? W-O-R-K. Let's get back to it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
I recently received my doctorate in astronomy, so mapping trans-Neptunian planets is a cakewalk. But tracking the trajectory of my financial future? Not so much. Fortunately, I've got TIAA. They helped me figure out a long-term personalized plan for my finances that I'm, well, over the moon about.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
All right, here we are at 16 past the hour on today's Good Day program. Thank you for putting up with my voice this week. I'm much better today in terms of my voice working. I had some things going on in my life that are causing emotional stress, and there are so many conversations that you've heard me have on this air with many good doctors, the understanding that stress and emotion are really an important factor in your health and well-being because of the mind-body-spirit connection. And I'm going through a lot of stuff in terms of, and people say, well, folks move all the time. Well, I've been in the same place I've been in for 38 years, and I'm moving away from that farm. And it's kind of bugging me. I'm not sure what the right word for it is, but so the drawing down of that on your own immune system caused me to get, and this happens every couple of years. Kara, I don't think you've heard me like this before, but others who have, every once in a while when I get into either exposed to really heavy pollen pollution, as I've been using my voice box for 52 years as a radio broadcaster, it's pretty sensitive. And so at the first sign of some sort of problem, it's very responsive to whatever negative influences there are out there. And so I treat it with love, but I got to be on the air, so let's keep going. Here is a very interesting story from England that a lot of people are going to be talking about today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, Dr. Pepper shares going down, down, down after England announced a tax on soft drinks to combat their problems with child obesity there. When trading opened up yesterday, the shares went down. This is a British Chancellor's idea, George Osborne, announcing the sugar tax. As a matter of fact, here he is on the floor of Parliament, Chancellor George Osborne, introducing the idea of the tax.
Today, I can announce that we will introduce a new sugar levy on the soft drinks industry. And let me explain how it will work. It will be levied on the companies. It will be introduced in 2 years' time to give companies plenty of space to change their product mix. It will be assessed on the volume of the sugar-sweetened drinks they produce or import. There will be two bans, one for total sugar content above 5 grams per 100 millilitres, a second higher ban for the most sugary drinks with more than 8 grams per 100 millilitres. Pure fruit juices and milk-based drinks will be excluded and will ensure the smallest producers are kept out of scope. We will, of course, consult on implementation. We're introducing the levy on the industry, which means they can reduce the sugar content of their products, as many already do. It means they can promote low-sugar or no-sugar brands, as many already are. They can take these perfectly reasonable steps to help with children's health. Of course, some may choose to pass the price on to consumers, and that will be their decision, and this would have an impact on consumption too. We as Conservatives understand that tax affects behaviour, so let's tax the things we want to reduce, not the things we want to encourage.
So those of you who were critical of Michael Bloomberg and what went on in New York, this is the same sort of thing, and it's in a very progressive country. So here's Colin Brazier from Sky News talking to celebrity chef Jamie Oliver, who has been campaigning to do this for many years.
Did it come as a surprise to you?
Yep, 100%. I have to be honest, designing a campaign, creating a documentary to tell the story about the logic behind, you know, why sugary sweetened drinks, the single largest source of sugar in our kids and teenagers' diet, was due a tax and why we should back it up. I mean, the word tax is not something that people see for good, but this is a tax for good. To be honest, I never thought I'd get it, ever. It was always the logic behind it, and it was always the story. And I knew that even that alone would shift the industry. But I think today, surprisingly and fascinatingly, we've seen Mr. Osborne come out with a bold, brave tax that's fair. You know, it's got 2 years, it's in two bands, so it's really pushing reformulation.
Mobile device. devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Dr. Ron Hoffman joining us now. His Intelligent Medicine newsletter, which comes out every week. A lot of things that are on the top of people's minds when it comes to understanding how to take care of themselves well. So I thought I would ask your opinion of this drug company, Valeant, V-A-L-E-A-N-T. This is a major drug company backed by big-name investors. In the last couple of years, they've been indulging in some buying up of competing drugs and drug companies, and it cost them a lot of money. So it looks like some of them are not doing so well, and they may be up for grabs. Is there any limit to how big some of these companies can get?
You know, it's a weird kind of company. You know, despite the name Valeant, there's not a lot of value that they add to the market. What they seem to do is they seem to look for drugs that are suddenly in demand, kind of low-hanging fruit, and they do via some sort of arbitrage arrange to hike the prices on these drugs. I have a patient who has a medical condition, and she needs a drug to treat that medical condition, and it's a drug that I'm familiar with because I used to use it actually in a certain type of test I use for patients. It costs about $40 a vial. They're going to charge her like $25,000 a month to obtain this medication, and it's all about, it really is a cheap medication. So the CEO of that company, it's a picture of him, is one unhealthy looking guy. He's been on medical leave for 2 months. That's kind of ironic because the head of drug company, you ought to at least be reasonably healthy. Doesn't it stand to reason? But he's been kind of AWOL for a couple of months because of his own medical problem. So it's sort of headed for the crapper in terms of stock prices.
You know, I wondered, with the cost of medicine going up, saw a story on GoFundMe, which I watch pretty much every day to see who's in there, what kind of issues are being funded by this nonprofit. Story of a young girl named Katie, who had some mysterious health issues. She was taken to the hospital, a lot of tests. Doctors still don't know what to do with her symptoms. She seems one day close to death, and then another day she has different signs. So anyway, there's a GoFundMe page that's raised $123,000 in 2 weeks for this girl. Is this a sign of the time when people want to have an operation or need medical help that with the insurance fiasco the way it is? The people, this seems
it's
like
having a bake sale. It's like having a bake sale to fund your own medical care. Actually, I have responded to some outreaches from people who seem to be very deserving, who have very challenging medical conditions, and they fall between the cracks. They don't have the proper insurance to cover the type of therapy that they need.
Yep. Laughter. A lot of research being done these days on how strong the medicine is for both your mind and your body when laughter is shared, and what it does to increase all kinds of the right pheromones, hormones. What does it really do to your body?
Well, it's hopefully not pheromones, because those are the sexual
attractions. Oh, that's sexual. Okay.
Yeah, that's a different thing.
Laughter can be sexy.
Laughter can be sexy, but in this case, it's what are called endorphins, which are endogenous morphine. You know, we actually make our own morphine when we're subject to pain. We actually anesthetize ourselves with helpful hormones that address our pain. And laughter is a way of generating endorphins. Exercise does it, too. That's why the so-called runner's high. Mm-hmm. And there's actually a lot of research on that that suggests that laughter can be therapeutic. There are doctors who practice laughter medicine to study this phenomenon. And they go into hospitals to try and make sick patients and kids laugh.
Kind of relaxes your muscles, boosts immunity. And that way it would prevent heart disease and a lot of other things
Absolutely.
That are not desirable.
Exercising your diaphragm, that whole thing.
Yeah. Dr. Ron Hoffman, don't forget to sign up for his newsletter at drhoffman.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Calling all autocross enthusiasts. Here is your chance to ride with pro autocross competitors at Autocross for Kids to benefit the Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer, empowering the children and families faced with pediatric cancer. Come out to the Good Guys Rod and Custom Association McGuire's Del Mar Nationals in Del Mar, California on April 1st through the 3rd. We'll see you there.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Hi, Shell Experts here with a suggestion for anyone with a vehicle that can benefit from using premium fuel.
Yeah, make nitrogen-enriched Shell V-Power premium gasoline standard equipment on your vehicle.
It's the most advanced fuel ever, providing maximum protection for optimum performance.
It cleans up gunk faster than our regular grades because it has 5 times the cleaning agents required by government standards.
Then it acts as a barrier that shields and protects intake valves and fuel injectors against gunk.
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't make high performance optional on your vehicle, so demand more from your fuel. Get the most out of every drop with Shell V-Power.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Welcome back to the Doug Steffen Good Day program, or the Good Day program with Doug Steffen. Either way, you twist it around, it still is the same program with my friend Kara Schillen. We're working on the continuation discussion that was started months ago here on this program, the so-called Dark Act and food choices for you. Do you want them or not? 888-302-3684. I just remind you of these numbers and the connections should you care to use them, and if you have something good to say, Kara will figure that out, and we'll see if we can get your ideas on the air. According to the Environmental Working Group, over 600,000 people, 600,000 people, contacted their senators in the last couple of days. That seems to have worked. The Senate has refused to advance the anti-GMO labeling bill, which was passed by the Agriculture Committee last month. This shows you, congratulations, for those of you who worked hard to get this thing pushed out of the way, it shows you how well you can do when you get involved. And it's your job, it really is, to reveal your true feelings about things like this and get that information to the people who are working there for you. This is not a democracy. This is a representative form of government. And that means these people who are your representatives are supposed to do what you want them to do, not what they want to do. And that's where the whole system has become so warped. And that's why Trump and Bernie Sanders are doing so well, because they aren't necessarily reflective of the same old, same old. They're reflective of themselves and how they think and the influence that people have on them, as well it should be, not the people who pay a lot of money. That's why Trump, I think, that's the single most important thing that Trump has going for him, that he is belying all the money that comes, and this is a perfect example. There isn't a better example going right now for us than this, understanding what this bill was all about. It was Monsanto, it was Dow, it was DuPont, it was ADM, it was Cargill, with their huge contributions to guys like Roberts from Kansas, who's the chairman of the Ag Committee. These people are, they don't get it. They're dinosaurs. And so when people called and said, we do not want this, it impacted the Senate. Here's musician Michael Franti, who took to YouTube yesterday to demonstrate how easy it is to contact your senator's office.
So we're going to call the Capitol and get a hold.
Capitol, I help you.
Hey, Capitol. It's I'd like to speak with Senator Feinstein's office, please. We're going to talk to her about GMO labeling.
Senator Feinstein's office, this is Brad. I may help you.
Hi, Brad. I'm a San Francisco native, and I'm concerned about the mandatory labeling of GMO products. And so just calling to encourage Senator Feinstein to vote no against the Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Act.
Sure, I can pass that along. Can I include your zip code in the comment?
Yeah, it's 94124.
Great. Well, thank you for calling in.
All right, thank you. It's that easy.
Yep, it is. I've said that all along. Pick up the phone, call the number, leave your comment. You're out in 50 seconds. This guy, that was a 40-second conversation. Isn't it worth 40 seconds for you to have your say and tell the people who are there that are getting influenced? They never hear from you. And by the way, calling is the best way to register. Emails are okay, but they get lost in the flap. And so, and if you send them letters, they don't pay attention to letters. They pay attention to voices, human beings. And they always want to know your zip code. So if you fumble, if you call, let's say you call on a cell phone. I might have used my cell phone's a California number. And I'm not a full-time California resident, but if I called on that number, they'd figure I was from California, and they'd say, what's my zip code? No, give them my zip code in California. And that would be a legitimate call. You can do the same thing. Isn't your food choice in this circumstance worth a 40-second call to your senator? And the same thing can be done for any time. This was a great demonstration and ought to show us all how to do it. Maybe more of us do more things like this and get the job done, because that's what happened here. Here is a news correspondent named Alexei Yaroshensky reporting on the bill failing to pass in the Senate.
House Resolution 1599, officially called Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Act, or in a more colloquial name, Denying Americans Right to Know, or DARK, did not pass the Senate today, despite being voted overwhelmingly for last year by the House, and despite it was widely believed to be a done deal. It would have set national voluntary labeling standards for genetically modified foods and effectively barring states from setting their own regulations. It needed 60 votes to go through, but faltered at 48 to 49 votes. The bill was initially proposed by Republican Senator from Kansas, Pat Roberts, who stressed that allowing states to label GMO foods would impact Americans by as much as $82 billion a year, or approximately $1,050 per hardworking American family. Roberts also proposed an amendment that would allow food makers to disclose GMOs in a different, indirect ways, through call centers and websites, as well as scanning a QR code, instead of simply putting the label on a package. The Democrats who took the bill down today beg to differ, namely the Connecticut Senators Richard Blumenthal and Chris Murphy. This law is riddled with defects, said Blumenthal, while Murphy said this bill would invalidate everything we've done. Science has yet to come down on GMOs, but consumers should be able to have choices in the food they buy.
Science has come down plenty hard. That guy doesn't know what he's talking about with regard to that. I don't know where we found Can we find an American reporter someplace instead of a Russian one? It's all right, though. He got the message. But he's not right about science. There's plenty of science, and that's why people are upset about it. That's why they want to know. I want to know if I'm eating GMO foods, don't you? And you make the choice. It's about choices. It isn't about GMO, really, other than the fact that Monsanto wants to control your life and what you eat, not only here in this country, but all around the world. They want to do that, but here and elsewhere in France, GMO foods, Monsanto's not even allowed to do business in France anymore, and that's the way it's going in many European countries. And so when are we going to wake up here? Well, perhaps when the influence of money isn't as important as it is now on the votes in the Senate and the House. So there's plenty of science on this. But more importantly, the discussion about how it got done. Here's YouTuber Dallas Ahern, and his expressions of glee seem obvious.
This is great news. I'm so glad to see this, because we were actually just talking about this as a family this morning of you got to be kidding me that we're just going to pass these laws that we're not seriously going to know what's in our food. What kind of example is that for our children, that we can just walk in somewhere and they can hand us a plate of food and they don't have the right, they don't have to tell us what's in it?
You know, this is another one of these, I was just reading a note from one of the people who listen to this program, who sent along. I'm gonna pass this along, actually, in context with the conversation that we're having, the conversation about what's right and what's wrong. This is from listener Daniel. He writes, Doug, every time I hear you say, vote for Cruz and you lose, if you want, I think my phrase is, you want to lose, vote for Cruz. Anyway, Daniel says, I want to throw a brick at my radio. I don't know what fuels your personal animosity toward Cruz, but you could at least make a pretense of impartiality. And then there's an expletive for blank's sake. I bet a box of donuts you're a Hillary voter trying to act like a conservative. You're doing a terrible job hiding your true socialist leanings. Daniel, you're full of it. And yeah, I'll take the bet on donuts. I'll take a box of donuts for a year. There's no way that you, if you really know what's in my heart and soul, and listen to me carefully, that you could conclude that I'm a socialist. But you know what? The pushback, if you will, from people because of stuff like the Dark Act and the Republicans. I grew up a Republican. In the high school that I went to, I started the Republican Club, and there were four members. I ran the Republican Club in college at Heidelberg. I ran for office as a Republican in Massachusetts. I have been Republican until George Bush, the second time around, lied about taxes. I didn't vote for him. I voted for a Libertarian, and I haven't voted for a winner since. But at least I'm expressing myself, because that's what it's about. My expressions. I think Cruz is a phony, and I have been doing this for a long time. I'm pretty good at judging people and what they're all about by listening to them, by reading. I can tell, and I don't mean that to sound like an arrogant so-and-so. It's just, that's one of the things I'm blessed with. And Cruz is not, he may think, wow, this guy really believes all this stuff. He doesn't believe any of it. He may have built a career on finding a niche, given where he came from. That's the only way you can sell yourself in Texas and win, is to have that message. So, but it doesn't work for me. And I think you do lose if you have Cruz. He's not a candidate that brings people together. He's another Obama. And if you listen to me at all, you know how much disdain I have for Barack Obama's presidency. I don't mind him as a human being, but as a president, he's awful. He's been the worst president, I think, in the history of the country, but certainly in my lifetime. And yours too. But Cruz would be the same. He'd continue. George Bush was a horrible president. And Obama was worse. And Cruz would be worse than that. So, thank you for expressing yourself. I'm glad that you felt that way. But it's because of that sort of thing, the Dark Act and the Republicans pushing it, that I'm not a Republican anymore. I don't have a party affiliation, but I will tell you that that's the stuff that is driving people away from the Republican Party, this kind of stuff. And they're so foolish. They're just so out of touch. They just don't get it. They want to keep pushing and pushing, telling people how to live their lives. That's not what this country is about. You do what we tell you to do because we're the electorate. All right? So then you chew on some of the other stuff, but this is the DARK Act not being passed is a very good thing as far as I can see and tell. I'm sure there'll be plenty more comments. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day, 45 past the hour on Good Day.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
In 1 minute, we can help make your life a little better. This is Doing What Works with host Maureen Anderson.
Life is full of problems. Executive coach Marshall Goldsmith hopes you'll focus on a problem you're eager to solve.
I don't tell you who you want to be. The goal is to help you become the person you want to be. Our mission in life is to make a positive difference, not to prove how smart we are. So you have to ask yourself, am I going to make a positive difference? If you are, go for it. And if you're not, why are you dealing with it? Most of our lives are wasted on things where we're not going to make a difference anyway. Put your energy into something you can do something about, not something you cannot do something about.
Maureen's no dummy, and neither are her guests on Doing What Works. It's her goal to find people who are energetic, fun, and who know how to provide answers to life's problem areas. We're glad you could join us today. We have more of Doing What Works online at MaureenAnderson.com.
We are back live at the Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis 500, where that number one Blue Emu motor is really putting a hurting on the competition. Speaking of hurting, don't let pain get you off track. Race back with Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Whether you're in the stands or behind the wheel, ditch your pit crew and use Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. America's number one Emu oil formula, helping you beat the pain today.
Available in stores nationwide.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting, buggy riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
All right, we have 48 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. There's a debate going on in the world of sports about Adam LaRoche. Adam LaRoche has decided to put his family first. I see that as a headline here. Dave Kaplan and Chuck Garfin from Sports Talk Live talk about Adam LaRoche's surprise announcement that he's had enough.
Let's talk about Adam LaRoche. I mean, if he knew this in his heart that he's going to do it before the season, many are saying, well, why didn't you do this back when they could spend the money in a free agent class that had some guys you guys wanted?
Yeah, I think we have to fill in the blank here, which we don't know it yet, because there's a personal issue. We don't know what that is. So let's, you know, reserve judgment until we know that. I think he had full intention of playing the season, but maybe the back issue, the back spasms that, you know, happened. And when he actually said after it happened that he thought it was going to be a much, you know, more severe injury. It turns out he was okay. That might have had something to do with it. It's really tough to pinpoint. determine why he waited this long or what was going on, what is going on behind the scenes. All I can say is by him deciding to walk away, the White Sox will have $13 million that they can spend. It's unfortunate they didn't have this when they're going after Cespedes or Alex Gordon, but they have it now. We'll see what they can do with it.
All right. So there's that. I think that's the big buzz as spring training underway full flight. We're only, what, about 3 weeks away from the first game of the season, 51 after the hour.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Let's get to
this is the Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein.
Warren
is the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions.
Yes,
now,
yes.
Say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Hello, Warren.
Hello.
Warren Eckstein is here, and as the gentleman said, host of the Pet Show, heard around the country in syndication every weekend. Great, great way for you to know what's going to get questions about your pet. You should call Warren when he's on the air. You can go to thepetshow.com and find out when it's on. And maybe if you can't listen when it's on, send him an email, Warren to WarrenEckstein.com or at thepetshow.com or HugsAndKisses.com. By the way, Hugs and Kisses is Warren's line of minerals and vitamins that are prepared specifically for dogs. And then there's another line for cats.
Endorsed by my pugs.
Yes, right, exactly. Charlotte took them forever. I think that's why she lived to be 15, is because of Hugs and Kisses from Warren. So check that out. We'll check out Warren's stories. We always have lots of stories, including a focus on our video of the day today at DougStefan.com. Just a moment.
Dear Daddy, dear Mom, I love you. I miss you.
I'm proud to call you my father.
Every year, Snowball Express honors the children of fallen soldiers, heroes who made the ultimate sacrifice for our nation.
Snowball Express, in partnership with the American Veterans Center, is proud to introduce an American legend, Tony Orlando.
We can never repay the sacrifice our soldiers have made, but we can honor them by giving back to their children. Donate now at snowballexpress.org.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Aspirin No Drip.
Afrin starts working in seconds
and
keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
55 past the hour here on Good Day. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show looking at our video of the day that comes from a lady named Hannah Foraker, who is a soldier. She is just coming home in this video for the first time in many months, and she's so happily greeted by her older dog. What a sweet reunion. Just see, just go look at that video. How often do you think that story is replicated, Warren?
You know, now, tremendously. In fact, it's actually, recently I was working with an organization in San Diego that actually has foster homes for people that are deployed, so they, you know, they get deployed for a year to wherever they're going, and the reunion, when these people come back with their, you know, their dog, well cared for and loved by the people foster them. Amazing. You know, people think that dogs don't have memories and dogs don't understand the concept of love. All they have to do is watch the video on your site or any of the videos of the homecoming vets with their dogs. It's absolutely amazing. I have a personal story. When I came back from overseas, I had an older German Shepherd that was still living with my parents, and he waited till I got home, gave me the biggest hug, the biggest kiss, and passed away 3 weeks later. So they really do. I really believe he waited for me to come home just to say goodbye.
Yeah, sweet. You've been blogging.
Doug, before you leave there, why is it that when you walk out the house and come back in 10 seconds, they greet you like you've been gone for 2 years? No matter how long you are gone, the dog is just like out of their mind when you walk back in the house.
You know, a lot of people assume that dogs don't have any perception of time, but that's really not true. They do have a perception of time, but the reality is that it's a pack animal. So even if the pack, one member of the pack were to walk away a little bit, when they come back, it's like brand new, getting ready to play or getting ready to do something different. It's like they're looking forward. When you come home, or when you come home after being gone for 5 minutes or 20 minutes, you still greet the dog, and the dog is aware of that.
It's just so sweet.
Very cool.
Very sweet. A lot of alternative medicine practices for humans, and you blogged recently about alternative medicine for pets. You want to give us some highlights?
Yeah, it's amazing what's going on in the pet world. You know, acupuncture, acupressure, cold laser therapy. I have a friend of mine whose dog is going through hydrotherapy right now. There are actually veterinarians that specialize. They can't call it physical therapy. They call it physical rehabilitation. So after a dog may have surgery, they go to these places where they have swimming pools with treadmills on them, massage therapy. All of these things are amazing. And you know what? For years, people would poo-poo it and say it doesn't work, but now people are realizing the benefits for people, and now we're realizing the benefits for pets as well.
Yeah, I used to bring Charlotte to all those. Water therapy was great for her. She got acupuncture and acupressure for years and chiropractic, which is why she lived 5 years longer, in my estimation. Not only the homeopathic treatment, but the medicines that I used and just the way the fetter, all that stuff, I think added 5 years to her life. God love her.
I'm having more and more of our listeners around, and I do it myself. I've been doing it for years, so people thought I was a little eccentric. Imagine that.
You?
Meditating with their pets all the time.
Now. God bless you, Warren. I wouldn't have thought you were eccentric. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show. Here is one of our friends on Good Day.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.